You are listening to Stories of Jesus for the Modern Family. I'm Dale Fincher. This story is in Mark 11. It was a long day the day before, and a long night of good rest. Remember what happened the day before? Jesus rode on the colt all the way into Jerusalem with a giant crowd before him behind, and when he got there, he took a survey of everything he saw. Well, he woke up in Bethany, ready to head down into Jerusalem again for day one of the work he was about to do there. He was starving, so he got up and went over, and he saw a fig tree out in the field, so he walked out to the fig tree. Now, it wasn't fig season at all. There should be no blossoms on it, no fruit, but Jesus walked up to it and saw that it only had leaves. And he said, "No one will ever eat fruit from you again." He was speaking directly to the tree. The disciples, who were tagging along behind him, overheard him say it. Well, it was now for the morning work to begin. Jesus heads down into Jerusalem. He enters the east side just like before, right there at the temple. And as soon as he walks in, he heads into the temple courts. He starts throwing over all the cash registers. He knocks over the benches where people are selling, like a farmer's market, these doves. And he stopped the people walking through who were carrying shopping bags on their arms full of doves and other trinkets and things that all related to the stuff going on in the temple. And he stopped everyone in their tracks. And he stood up and he started to teach them. And this was the most important moment. He said, "Jeremiah says, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you have made this into a hideout for thieves." Well, who do you think noticed that in particular? You can almost smell them. The chief priests, the religious authorities. They've been tracking Jesus, they knew about Jesus, they knew everything about him, and here he was on their turf. And they started talking to each other about how they can get rid of him, kill him. But they were afraid of him because as he was teaching the crowd there, most of whom were just innocent bystanders participating in whatever the thing was going on in the temple that they thought was perfectly okay, but they were amazed at what Jesus was saying and marveled at how he was saying it. Well, he spent his whole day there. And then when sundown came, Jesus went with his disciples out of the city. Morning came again. Another big day. Wonder what's going to happen down in Jerusalem after that hornet's nest was stirred up. Well, as they were heading down, Peter saw the fig tree from the day before. "Hey, teacher, look, the fig tree that you were talking to, it is all withered up." Jesus turned to all of his students. "Have faith in God. I mean, you saw me talk to the fig tree, but I'm telling you, if you talk to this mountain that we're sitting on and say, hey, throw yourself into the sea and truly believe it in your heart, it will be done for them. Anything you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. It will belong to you. And when you stand there, praying, remember the people who have hurt you, the ones who have dug their barbs deep into your heart. Forgive them. In the same way, your Father in heaven will forgive you.